So a pretty significant event is coming to the world of Bitcoin this week as the crypto world prepares for what's known as the halving. Now, we've mentioned it a couple of times this year, but basically it means that every 4 years, the reward for miners of the blockchain is halved, slowing the rate that new Bitcoins enter supply. And we've watched the effect of that oncoming halving already, because Bitcoin's price has gone up by a staggering 137% in the last 6 months. And on the weak dollar, a single unit of cryptocurrency is worth over 100,000 Aussie dollars, a massive price surge. And it's caught the attention of investors, as you'd expect. Data from cryptocurrency platform Binance shows that 80% of respondents believe that the upcoming halving would have a positive effect, and more than half are expecting further price gains to come. Ben Rose is the general manager for Binance in Australia and New Zealand, and he's with us now. Ben, welcome to Money News.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me.
So it's usually the Olympics that we wait for to roll around every 4 years, but is this the equivalent, the halving in the Bitcoin world, the Olympics?
Oh, look, this is pretty exciting. So it happens about every 4 years, but this one's quite special because Bitcoin actually hit an all-time high earlier this year. So we saw prices go up to around 110,000 Australian dollars in mid-March, and which is an all-time high, largely because of a lot of institutional interest from overseas. They approved ETFs in the US. We've actually just seen a few new ones being approved in Hong Kong. So Bitcoin's hit that all-time high price, and now we're going into a halving, which historically has led to further price rises. So, yeah, it's really quite exciting.
So I know it's hard for people like me, I think, to get our heads around what digital currency and Bitcoin actually is, but try to explain to us what the halving is and why it's needed.
No worries. So Bitcoin is the best known and the largest of the cryptocurrencies, and the way it's designed is there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin. So there will only ever be a finite amount. Every 4 years or so, there's an event called the halving, which is built into the code, which happens, which halves, like you said, it halves the rate, the rewards that the miners get for mining Bitcoin. They mine Bitcoin by validating a block of data. That's why it's called the blockchain, because the blocks get added to a chain. And the reason that it's built into it is that it increases the scarcity. So it reduces that rate at which new Bitcoins get generated. It reduces the availability of Bitcoin, reinforcing that scarcity. And that, the idea is that it results in increased buying power over time. So right now, miners get 6.25 Bitcoin if they're the first to verify a block. That'll go down to 3.125. And so what we see is the rewards get halved, mining becomes a bit less profitable, which slows the production of new Bitcoin. And so, you know, the theory of, you know, supply and demand is if the supply is fixed and immutable, and you get growing demand, which we've certainly seen, then the value looks set to increase.
And will we see less volatility as a result once the halving occurs, or will there be wild swings because the supply has been halved?
Yeah, so what's interesting about Bitcoin, if you think about it, it's only a 13-year-old asset. So the growth has been phenomenal, but now we've got years of data that asset managers and funds are able to compare against other asset classes to decide where it will fit in their investment portfolio. So certainly as an asset class, it is volatile. The volatility looks set to decrease as more capital comes into the market. The crypto market cap at the moment is around $2 trillion. If you think about the funds under management of some of those big investment funds like BlackRock, where they've got $9 trillion dollars of funds under management, crypto is relatively small but growing fast. So what we'll see as the new capital flows come in is that the price action will tend to settle down over the longer term.
And the survey that you've done, the respondents say that they think prices will continue to climb, but I guess you'd expect them to say that, wouldn't you? Because they've invested in the product. That's what they're banking on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the thing is, in Australia, we've got about 15% of Australians who hold some form of cryptocurrency. So,
15%, really?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, yeah, Australia is ranked about 40 out of 150 countries for crypto adoption quite recently. So we're certainly getting up there. And the numbers, if you look at young investors, millennials, the ASX did a survey last year which showed about a third of crypto investors are millennials. So the numbers are getting up there. we asked our users a whole load of questions, and you know that because they're existing customers, they tend to understand a little bit more of it about crypto. But yeah, look, they understood what the halving was. They understood that previously it had led to price increases, but you know whether that repeats is to be seen. But we'll find out on about Thursday or Friday when it happens.
And what's driving that popularity of cryptocurrency, do you think, particularly here in Australia, with that level of people taking it up? For me, it just seems I can't quite grasp what it is, so I'm more averse to it. But why is it so popular?
So the reason that people invest in cryptocurrency are multiple. So you know we list about 350 tokens on our platform. Bitcoin is one of them. The reasons people tend to invest in Bitcoin, it's considered an equivalent to gold, so as a store of value. There are lots of other cryptocurrencies that have different utilities. So you might make payments overseas with them. You might buy Ethereum because it's the basis for smart contracts. So there are lots of different tokens, just like there are lots of different kinds of money. But the reason that people have invested in Bitcoin is because it's got features that traditional fiat money doesn't have. So, the finite number of Bitcoin is really important, because if you think about the inflation we're seeing because of the printing of money, because, you know, Aussie dollars can just be printed out of nowhere, Bitcoin can't. So they tend to hold their value as a store of value over the longer term. Also, there are aspects that people like. To be able to make cross-border transactions with crypto is far faster and cheaper than with traditional financial institutions. So there are lots of business, of use cases, but what we've seen is the growth in Australia has matched that around the world. And some countries around the world, you're looking at 40-50% of people holding crypto these days.
Wow, it's phenomenal. Big growth in a very short period of time. You explain it well, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Rose there, the General Manager for Binance in Australia and in New Zealand.